Last year was a big year for the railway. We marked Railway 200, which was 200 years of the modern railway. And it was just an ideal time for me to be marking 20 years of working with Network Rail. In 2024, I lost my mum. And then in 2025, I lost my dad. Both situations were really difficult and really, really traumatic. My parents were separated and I had a very difficult childhood. So belonging was always an issue for me. And we talk a lot about the railway family and we spend so much time with all the people that we work with across the railway. And it was those people that really wrapped their arms around me and made me feel that I belonged and that they were there for me. And so I decided to go to India and visit the Punjab, which is where my parents were from. So it was part pilgrimage to honour both my parents, but also gratitude to the railway for all I have and all that it's given me. And I hadn't been to India for 26 years and I hadn't visited my mother's village for around 36 years. And I lived there for a while as a teenager. So as well as visiting all the tourist sites, I also went to visit Jalandhar City Railway Station, which would be the King's Cross equivalent. So it was the nearest station to my parents' village. And I also travelled around India, but I made a point to spend some time and visit the toy train in Shimla. So that was a really historical trip for me. But it connected me back to the railway that I love and all that the railway has given me. And I think we forget sometimes just how important the railway is to our lives. You may not travel on the railway, but the railway probably impacts your life in some way.